Leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, was once feared as contagious and devastating. Now, however, it's easily treated and cured with antibiotics. Despite the strides in eradicating leprosy, there are still those, though, who contracted the disease before the cure became widely available. Locked away in leprosy asylums, they were left to fend for themselves, pushed away from their families, excluded from society. Ross Velton met the few remaining patients in one asylum near Sri Lanka's capital Colombo and brings us this report.
At one time, it would have been unthinkable to see healthy kids in a place like this. To see them now singing, huddled around an old man playing a tambourine with his clawed hand, shows how much the Hendla Leprosy Hospital near Sri Lanka's capital Colombo has changed, at least for the day. Usually the patients don't get visitors. The soundtrack at this asylum isn't really music, it's crutches hitting stone and crows in the trees. Out through those trees, beyond the Kalani River, lies the capital, about a half an hour's drive from Hendla, a safe distance from the people who've been living at the hospital for most of their lives. But today the music of the hospital band drowns out the sounds of crows and crutches. The band is rehearsing with local school children for a concert to celebrate a Buddhist holiday. It's a time in Sri Lanka for remembering Buddha's enlightenment and for showing kindness to others. That's what the concert at the hospital is all about, and it's a rare chance for Edward Alwis, the 87-year-old tambourine player, to show his passion for music. When he got leprosy, he was expelled from school and sent to Hendla by doctors. His parents were in tears. But he was never allowed to come back home.
I came to Hendla on the 4th of April 1943. I was 14. At that time, there were about 900 leprosy patients.
Now less than 40 are left, and when the last one dies, the hospital will close. Until then, a pack of dogs roams the asylum grounds, protecting the patients from outsiders. A tight community has developed here, effectively replacing the community people like 59-year-old Kamala Gunatilika lost in the outside world.
My family put me out because I had leprosy. I can't go home, so I'm living here. This is like a home to us.
But the home Kamala sees now at Hendla was more like a prison when the hospital was built in 1708 by the Dutch. A time when very little was known about leprosy and how it spread.
The only thing they could do was to seclude those sick persons from society. People were very much afraid of this wrath of God.
Says Amsterdam-based Ludwig Wagner, who specializes in Sri Lanka's Dutch colonial period and is setting up a history museum in Colombo. Over the next 300 years, the progress of science made leprosy better understood. It's an infectious disease which damages things like skin and nerves. It's hard to catch and most of us are immune. Even if caught, leprosy can be cured with multi-drug therapy, discovered in the 1980s. And no one at Hendla still has the disease. But the cure came too late. The patients had deformities their loved ones couldn't accept. Kamala's feet are more like stumps and she creeps around the asylum in a wheelchair.
My children don't come to see me.
Most patients at Hendla are now very old. Many are in their 70s and 80s. And some don't have any living family members at all, so they found each other. Every day, Maho puts on his best shirt and shuffles to the female ward. There's a shack next to the ward where he joins his girlfriend, Primawate. Primawate is cutting some green beans for Maho's lunch. Food, as well as treatment for any other illnesses the patients have, is provided at Hendla, which is a government-run hospital. But Primawate likes to grow her own vegetables for the man she loves, but can't marry. When Primawate got leprosy, her husband left her, but never bothered to give her a divorce. She doesn't mind, though.
We're living happily, taking care of each other.
And there's no question of the patients being told to leave the hospital.
Now the health ministry has a responsibility to look after those patients.
That's Nilanti Fernando, head of the government's anti-leprosy campaign, which runs Sri Lanka's leprosy control activities, as well as the hospital at Hendla.
Sri Lanka is the one of the 16 countries where report more than 2,000 cases.
That's new cases per year, and the Sri Lankan government said in February that more resources would be spent fighting leprosy. But the country's biggest resource in the fight against the disease, and the accompanying stigma, might just be the Hendla Leprosy Hospital itself.
This is a place where I really got the vision of wanting to work with the people who are affected by the leprosy.
That's Marina Joy Sabanatan, who was a doctor at Hendla during the 1970s. Now she's spending her retirement years helping leprosy victims in Jaffna, in the north of Sri Lanka, a day's journey from Hendla. Across a tiny strip of the Indian Ocean lies India, the country with most leprosy cases. Sabanatan volunteers with the Leprosy Mission England and Wales and its Sri Lankan partner Kaveri Kalamanran, which runs theatre performances to help leprosy sufferers in the surrounding villages. Sabanatan now sits with the audience waiting for the show.
These people are going to express their feelings about what happened to them in life to get over the stigma of the leprosy.
The actors in this scene are telling the story of a woman from the audience who was rejected by her friends because her father had leprosy. The theatre tries to inform people that leprosy is easy to treat and those touched by the disease are not cursed. While the actors in Jaffna try to make a better future for those affected by leprosy and their relatives, the performance going on back at the Hendla Hospital is the voice of leprosy's past. The sun has gone down. Edward and the other band members are now surrounded by adult singers, everyone on a lit-up stage near the hospital entrance. From their seats in the darkness, the public watches the band, the patients seeing only vague outlines of the crowd. For about an hour, it's busy around the makeshift stage. But then, once the music has stopped, the visitors head home and leave the patients once again behind. And all that's left is the sound of crutches and crows. Ross Velton, DW Colombo.
Ross Velton received funding from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.